Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Shimi, S-H-I-M-I, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Address is 6300 Wall, W-A-L-L, Lane, L-A-N-E, Paradise, California, 95969, phone 214-215-1522. ID is XXX00563. Date of birth is 9/12/1971, 51-year-old, single, litigation specialist, insurance is Blue Cross Blue Shield, pharmacy is Walgreens in Paradise. It's addressed to Dr. Daniel Ekins, EKKENSMD. Mangrove Medical Group, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926-3509. Phone is 530-345-0064, fax 530-345-0680. The clinical indication is evaluation for headache. New paragraph, current complaints. Changes in cognition. Dear Dr. Ekins, thank you for referring Shimi Williams for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, she gives an interesting medical history of having completed recent endoscopy with findings of ulcers for which she's undergone therapeutic treatment and is continuing proton pump inhibitors, now switched from that has recently switched to protonics, new paragraph. She has a history of GERD, new paragraph. She is now complaining of more constitutional but not personality symptoms with a previous history of treatment for depression / OCD with Zoloft, new paragraph, her headaches when they occur are easily controlled with Tylenol. Subparagraph, there's no history necessarily of serious migraine headaches. New paragraph, at the time that she was admitted to the hospital for evaluation and treatment, with her ulcer findings, she had periods of severe nausea and vomiting and was identified to have hypokalemia and dehydration, which of course responded to therapeutic intervention. New paragraph. her change in perceived mental status with reduction in her EDITIC memory recollection capacity following her intervention. In my experience, would be consistent with an anesthesia-induced rapid decline in B12 function, vitamin B12 function, for which she may have been at risk despite her good general and supplemental health history. New paragraph. In consideration for her complaints of cognitive impairment and possible early decline, I'm going to have her complete the NIH quality of life questionnaires. New paragraph, we will obtain the high-resolution 3D neuroquant imaging study. New paragraph, today I've given her a B12 injection as a clinical trial, and if she is responsive, we will continue this on a weekly basis for 6 weeks while we monitor her for improvement in her perceived impairment. New paragraph. Further laboratory diagnostic testing may be useful. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report when she returns for reevaluation. Before that, I should say her neurological examination today was normal except for hyperreactive patellar deep tendon reflexes consistent with a possible early myelopathy symptoms due to B12 deficiency in my signature.